I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 22, it's the only place you can talk about the tarantiraffe, that mythical combination of a tarantula and a giraffe. While originally considered horrifying and menacing, the tarantiraffe in time revealed itself to be actually quite docile and friendly. Speaking of docile and friendly mascots, come to see the River Bandits. Meet Rascal, our docile and friendly mascot. He's not quite as friendly as the tarantiraffe, but he is around and available for all home games, and kids love him. And now, enjoy today's podcast. You'll love it.
Thank you, Dave Heller. Imagine he's on an airplane to go make sure anything he has in Florida doesn't fall into the ocean, huh?
Is he on that side?
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Welcome to the Top 5 Things. We'll get into Florida and their issues.
He's on the right side of history.
Okay, I'll give him that.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren.
Actually, some of the kids are not big fans of Rascal. The little ones, the very little ones.
They're terrified. There are kids that are afraid.
There are some that are still terrified, yes.
Yeah.
Whether it's Rascal or Steamboat Willie. Do they still have Steamboat Willie at the Steamwheelers?
I couldn't tell you. I haven't gone to a Steamwheelers game in a decade.
He can be quite terrifying.
Yeah, I guess mascots for real little ones can be scary. Not everyone thinks they're cute.
Even if you're the Village Inn hedgehog or whatever that thing is.
What? Does Village Inn have a hedgehog?
Village Inn has something.
And ladies and gentlemen, here's Ron Jeremy to remind you to eat some pancakes. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's Free Pie Wednesday.
So they must have had some
I'm Ron Jeremy.
They had a mustache.
For Village Inn.
What is that mascot doing to itself?
What's he doing to that pie?
No wonder the kids are crying. So do they have some sort of mascot thing at the ballpark? Or why are you mentioning Steamboat Willie?
Yes, from time to time they will have. I think Rascal just recently had a birthday, and so several mascots were invited.
Okay.
They rejected the offer, but they were invited.
Yeah, I saw that the Storm are going to be having a thing for their mascot, Radar. He's having his first birthday party.
Does he look like Radar?
It's not a Gary Bergdorf.
Because we don't have him anymore, right? Did he finally leave us?
No, he's still around.
He's still with us?
No, yeah.
I must be thinking of William Christopher.
Yes, Father Mulcahy is dead. But Wizard Hand Gary Bergdorf is still very much alive.
Is that a
right?
lyric from Eleanor Rigby?
Father Mackenzie. Father Mulcahy.
He is dead.
Yeah, Gary Bergdorf is still very much alive.
He wore his face in a jar.
I'm trying to think who else. Loretta Swit is still with us.
Yes.
Obviously, Alan Alda is.
Although didn't he recently kind of say, I'm out of public sight now?
He's about to go into the sea of Japan with no survivors. I think that's safe to say. Mike Farrell's still around. Harry Morgan is quite dead.
Wayne Rogers, did we lose him?
Wayne Rogers is dead, yeah.
Just recently.
Oh, I think he's been dead a while. McLean Stevenson's been dead for a while. Who are we forgetting?
Hello, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Frank Burns, whoever that guy was, is dead. Is that Larry Linville?
Yep, he's gone.
I believe he's dead. I'm double-checking on Wayne Rogers here. I'm positive he's dead, though, right?
But I don't think it's that long ago.
Wayne Rogers died Christmas Eve 2015.
Well, okay. But he started showing up on Fox News as some sort of...
Yeah, he was in on the Fox News channel on a TV show called Cashin' In.
Yes.
He left Hollywood.
Cashin' In on MASH.
He left Hollywood and became an investor, an investment strategist, and a money manager.
Uh-huh.
That'd be pretty cool to have the original BJ.
Which is not what the real...
Or no, he wasn't BJ.
Trapper John
did. He was Trapper John, right.
We were led to believe that Trapper John came stateside, lost all of his hair, and was in charge of... And was in charge of a hospital.
Right. Trapper John MD...
Or at least a surgical unit or something.
Trapper John MD was a spinoff of MASH, but it really had nothing to do with MASH, right?
That would have been a lot of hair to lose. It didn't look as though that character was going to lose that much hair when that character was already had to be in their 30s, 40s, right?
Okay, so can you name the three Trapper Johns? Who are the three actors to play Trapper
three?
John? Yeah. You got Wayne Rogers. He's the tough one.
Pernell Roberts.
That's right. Pernell Roberts from Bonanza.
But there was a third one?
Yes. Elliot Gould, my friend.
Oh, sure, of course, the movie.
And the movie that started it all.
Yeah.
Where it's that movie's hard to watch when they're making all the references to Spear Chucker Jones.
Yeah.
It's a very dated film.
Kind of bloody. A little
bloody. Yeah, yeah. And the theme song is called Suicide is Painless, which, you know, not a fun movie for a Saturday afternoon, really. Not something you're going to see on Family Classics anytime soon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking that there was something post-Trapper John, but of course there was the movie.
Right, you were
How
going...
stupid. I was going the wrong direction.
I think it's a mistake a lot of us would have made, though, Darren. I don't want you beating yourself up over it. So Elliot Gould is the last Trapper standing.
I don't think...
He's what we call in the business the Trapper Keeper.
I don't think most people would have made that mistake. You don't have to try to protect me.
Well... I've been doing it for some time.
Well.
Story here in Old Hickory, Tennessee, I wanted to share with you.
I've been told I look something like Purnell Roberts.
I can see it. Now that you say it, yes. You certainly more like Purnell Roberts than Wayne Rogers or Elliot Gould. Yeah. No, absolutely.
A little bit.
You still have your hair.
Some.
And, you know, I'll let you know this about Purnell Roberts. When he has hair, when you see him on Bonanza and he has hair, that's a piece.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. No, that looks exactly like you. Wow.
Somewhat.
Now, people have been trying to say that you look like Tim Curry, or Tim Curry looks like you. Purnell Roberts, a much better celebrity doppelganger for you,
Well,
Darren.
Both of these gentlemen both came first.
Mm-hmm.
So, here we go. Tell me that's...
Now, he's looking up pictures on the internet. I half expected him to have a folder of pictures he took off the cozy on his phone. Look at this picture of Purnell Roberts. Best picture anyone's ever taken of him. Taking it off the television.
Or I've got a forbidden folder.
Yeah, right.
I actually have, these are just clippings.
He's got a folder that says, Trapper, keep out.
Saved over the years.
This means you.
Uh-huh.
Purnell Roberts, yeah, absolutely. Old Hickory, Tennessee is the site of our first story today. We're at Chinese restaurants in some trouble. This is China. It's called...
Is it a good idea to try to even open any sort of ethnic restaurant in, what do you call it?
Old Hickory, Tennessee?
I don't know. I tell you what, there are individuals much braver than me.
Well...
that probably all of them.
Imagine that you make
or maybe they're just stupid to the facts.
How does that work? I mean, do they pick old Hickory, Tennessee, or is it a place where like they give them an assignment? Why would you choose Old Hickory, Tennessee to open your Chinese restaurant? It's called the number one Chinese restaurant.
Yes, which so you know it's good.
Well, yeah, but the joke there is it's got to be the only Chinese restaurant in town, right? Yeah, no, we're number one though. Number one Chinese restaurant. The owners have gone viral, and not for good things. Somebody caught the employees on camera washing all the kitchen utensils at the number one Chinese restaurant in a local lake.
Hmm.
They took everything in.
So lakes now have cameras.
Everything's got cameras.
I suppose everything does.
I don't know how anyone expects to get away with anything. Other than the fact that you can get away with anything.
well, there is that.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I realized there's people.
No.
There are people that are getting away with a lot worse than washing some pots and pans in a lake.
This is the golden age of getting away with anything you want to get away with.
Owner's daughter saying, look, there's more to the story, but the local health department got involved and shut down the number one Chinese restaurant.
Well, what kind of lake was it?
Big lake. Lake. Big lake.
Was it fresh water?
The owner's daughter says, listen, there's a lot more to the story than just what you
see.
Than
meets the eye.
Yes. And in fact, she had this to say to reporters.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Okay, well, that's not fair.
We're changing the name of the restaurant to number two.
The chef had this to say in his defense.
It's very tasty.
I don't know that that's... I don't feel good about that.
But you couldn't.
I couldn't.
You couldn't not do it.
And you all saw that coming a mile away. I know you guys saw it coming a mile away. But sometimes I like to put a 68 mile an hour ball right over the plate.
Feel good about it, but like an addict. You knew. I have to scratch this itch.
This couple was at the lake, and they said they couldn't believe what they were seeing, so they got their cell phone, and they took video of these people as they were washing all the utensils in the lake. Daughter says, look, This is the only time we ever have done this. What we did was we were cleaning stuff up because it had a bunch of grease in it, and we didn't want that grease to go down the drain of our restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I got all this duck grease.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? Put it down my drain?
No, you got to save that duck grease. Are you kidding me? That's duck butter, baby. You got to save that. That makes it delicious. Hey, I've got a little bit of a dilemma.
Okay. I like these.
You tell me the right thing to do.
All right.
Okay.
It's very rare for you to ask advice from me. This is a... Let me savor this moment.
Well, I'm asking advice from everyone.
Oh, well, okay. It was okay. Like,
well, you...
I don't know why you couldn't let me have a
okay,
moment.
Well,
here,
you
but
get,
okay,
you get first crack at okay, it. You get right. first crack
all
at
right.
it.
I like this.
All right. So Rhonda, right now, for whatever reason, probably me, mm-hmm. is not in the best mood.
Okay.
And today,
mm-hmm.
getting the mail...
Mm-hmm.
She got a speeding ticket with one of the cameras.
Oh, no.
And I have today off.
Yeah.
And I would like the rest of the day to be as tranquil as possible.
Yes.
What I've done so far,
yes.
as opposed to just getting the mail and laying it on the table like I normally would.
Yes.
I've taken that speeding ticket.
Yes.
I've put it in my car.
Yes.
She'll get it soon enough.
Uh-huh.
Am I doing the right thing?
Well, yeah, a couple of scenarios. One, if she gets the ticket today,
mm-hmm.
she'll be mad at somebody other than you.
Mm,
why
no,
not let
I just
someone
don't,
else?
I just don't. I
why
don't
not
think,
let
I,
someone
no,
else
just,
be
I
the target
think,
of
just,
the anger?
I don't think that that's the case. I think
this seems like the sort of thing you're going to get in trouble for, like. You knew I had that ticket and you kept it.
Well, I'm not going to, because those
is it postmarked clearly when it was delivered to the house? Rhonda doesn't listen to the podcast, does she?
No.
Okay, so you're going to give it to her tomorrow?
Soon.
Don't you think she'd rather have it now than on a 3-day weekend?
Why?
Well, you don't want a ticket going into a weekend. Today is
she's retired. Every day's a 3-day weekend.
That's true. Her life's a 3-day weekend. I
right.
forgot the retirement angle. Yeah.
I just, you know, I've got...
Still, though, I think... When you're retired, I think a weekend is still kind of different and special.
It could feel different. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that we'll ever find out.
No, we will not.
But...
Made some bad
but
choices.
I'm going into 3 games this weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where I will kind of be out of the house. I'm
yeah.
thinking at that point, maybe that's when she needs to see that she's got a speeding ticket.
I see.
To let it kind of soak in.
Okay. You know, for a fact, it's her ticket. Have you opened
well,
it up?
Well, I've already thought about that, and I did borrow her car maybe a week ago, but I stayed here in Bettendorf.
Okay, so this is from the city of Davenport.
So it's not me.
Okay, all right.
What would you do?
Yeah, think
but
long
you're never in trouble.
Well, you got to think longer term.
Yeah.
Like next week, don't forget, as we sit here in the Capriati studios, we are exactly 1 week away from Bear Thursday. Right?
Yes.
I'm taking the following day off, making another 3-day weekend out of it. Because
well,
I think
that's fine. We've got ball games.
You can't.
No.
But I'm going to absolutely love that game. I wouldn't. So you're not going to be able to watch the Bear game on that Thursday?
Oh,
you're
yeah,
gonna
I be, can. I can.
You're going to be. There's going to be a game that night?
Yeah. That's the playoff game.
So they've announced the playoff schedule.
That's the playoff game. That's Ooh. The only guaranteed home game. The first game is
yeah.
is Wednesday.
Playoffs?
Wednesday
don't talk about.
In
playoffs?
Cedar Rapids.
You kidding me?
Three game
playoffs?
Three game series. First games in Cedar Rapids. Second games in Quad Cities, and then you see it. Then you see whether or not you're playing
if
on Friday
necessary.
Or not.
Oh, so if they lose the first two games in Cedar Rapids, then you can bear down. You won't have a game that night.
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
We have a game on Thursday.
No matter what.
No matter what.
It's a yeah. best of five or best of three?
Best of three. First game, this is the day before in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, I see.
And then
so
the
it's
next
one...
two would be in the Quad Cities if need be.
Oh, I see how that works. All right. Well, sorry, buddy.
I think I'm doing the right thing.
She'll
get it soon enough because you've got well over a month to pay these things.
Oscar's Pub text line. What do you think? Should Darren sit on this ticket? And I think just give it to her now and get it over with.
No,
let her
false.
Be mad at somebody other than
false.
You.
No, false.
Well, why are you asking for advice if you're not
second-guessing
yourself?
Because I'm guessing what I want confirmation.
You want people to back you up.
I want confirmation that I'm doing the right
your
thing.
Your honest opinion of what Darren should do, the Oscars Pub text line
I'm
is
I'm just
open.
Talking about sitting on it for like a day, maybe two.
So give it to her on Saturday?
It will be, she will get it at the latest on Saturday.
Okay.
They'll still give her a month to pay it if she chooses to pay it.
The tech, well, she better. The text line is 470-23-NACHO. Is Darren doing the right thing by sitting on this ticket that he's pretty
just
sure
so I can
is
buy
Rhonda's.
Myself a little tranquility.
Right. So right now, is it good, she's in a good place or?
No. But
you think that
this would
escalate the, mm-hmm. the, okay, I get it.
Tension.
All right. Well, I'll let you know what people say on the text line, 470-23-NACHO. Let's get into the top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top Five Things podcast.
I like when you peel back the curtain and let us into your life like that. Well, that was fun. Can I say, as a listener of the podcast, I enjoy when you're real.
Tell you, man. I'll tell you why I do that. We got a relationship. I don't know why that song is in my head anymore.
Lana Del Rey is why.
I think I heard. Is that what I heard? Is that who covered it?
She does the cover now. That's so popular. Yeah, that's Lana Del Rey.
Okay, so I heard that. Mm-hmm. I might have to get that record, and then
it's a good record.
I might have imagined this. Is it possible that the Bettendorf High School band is playing that song?
Playing Sublime? Yeah. Summertime? Maybe.
I was like, because they're practicing now, because I think they've got like their first game tomorrow.
None of those kids were alive when that song was a hit.
It doesn't matter. It depends on what the music director says you're playing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess none of us were alive when The Candyman was a hit. So, yeah, you were, but I'm trying to think about like my high school years.
Yeah.
That was a big hit for the marching bands. I guess it's possible. I can find out with one phone
call. I might have imagined it. Okay. I could have been hallucinating. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. August 29th, that's today, the 30th and 31st, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry is having a three-day estate jewelry event where you're going to be able to find some pretty cool stuff at reduced prices. It's only going to be those 3 days, today, Friday, Saturday, an extensive collection of previously enjoyed jewelry, unique one-of-a-kind pieces, priced to sell, true vintage bridal, fashion, diamonds, gemstones, gold, platinum, earrings, necklaces, rings, bracelets, and so much more. Don't miss out. As always, shop local, shop small at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, home of the new Wow Factor on 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. They are open Tuesday through Friday from 10 till 5:30, on Saturday from 10 till 3 o'clock. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com. And like them on Facebook if you're there. Of course, if you make a purchase, mention Nacho Radio, you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner with your purchase. If you'd like to reach out to us to help us with my dilemma or any questions you might have, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and wells and $5 glasses of wine. Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. And the podcast, as it always is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their delicious cheese subs. Choose any combination of provolone, white American, or Swiss cheese. And don't forget Capriati's fantastically delicious salads, including their balsamic chicken, barbecued chicken, barbecued turkey caps, chopped salad, and their black and blue salad. Get one today at Capriati's. If you're in there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number one.
Number one. A mix-up has resulted in some children suffering from a rare werewolf syndrome. This story comes to us from Spain, where kids with upset stomachs were accidentally given medicine meant for people that are going bald. Parents in Spain, relieved to discover the werewolf syndrome affecting their kids, is reversible. And it involves not keeping them out of the full moon.
So the medication is that effective that it's well, promoting hair growth?
Authorities say a mix-up at a drug company led to parents giving their children minoxidil, which is a drug used to treat hair loss, instead of the omeprazole that they were supposed to get for gastric reflux. So these kids have upset tummies, and they were given baldness medication. Parents say they were alarmed when their kids started growing thick hair all over their bodies.
Come on.
One woman says, a mother of a six-year-old, She says, my son started growing hair on his forehead, his cheeks, his arms, his legs, even his hands, and he developed the eyebrows of a grown man.
And he came home with a Michael Landon poster.
I was a six-month-old werewolf.
He's got it hanging up in his, right above his bunk bed.
Authorities say 17 children with abnormal hair growth had developed this.
How long were they on this stuff? How long do you have a stomach ache?
Well,
if you're a kid,
I don't know how many doses.
Couple days.
How many doses does it take for this minoxidil to kick in? Especially if you're a tiny little person, right? I mean, these are dosages that are meant for adults, I imagine. It's called hypertrichosis, also known as werewolf syndrome. Can you imagine you go to the crib, there's just a little werewolf baby in there? They already kind of act like werewolves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With all the screaming and barking and biting. The children's condition improved as soon as they stopped taking the drug, although it could take months for all of the excess hair to fall out. The country, again, this is in Spain, the health ministry said the drugs were mixed up because of an internal error at a drug distribution plant. The plant will be closed until further notice because of serious breaches detected in drug control standards. Yeah, when my kid turned into a werewolf,
we were giving them Spanish fly.
You know, we wanted sexy babies, and instead we got these hairy little monsters.
Which is not sexy.
No! Kid's burying his Legos in the backyard. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's a damn mess.
Two.
How about this? A man's hand left dangling by skin and bone, reattached by surgeons after they sewed it onto his groin for 2 weeks. This guy was a carpenter.
Oh.
His hand cut off almost completely in two places.
And we got to attach it to something.
At the base of his palm and just below his fingers. Severed his hand with an electric saw. It was dangling from slivers of skin and bone. But the thing has been saved after surgeons attached it to his groin.
Do you mind leaving it there?
I'm left-handed anyway, so that's joke's on you, Doc. Joke's on me. Trying to save your hand. Team of surgeons.
There's no reason I can't wear sweatpants for the rest of my life. Why don't we just leave well enough alone?
When my nuts itch, that's my business. Authorities say.
I'll never tell.
Numerous operations. A team of four surgeons. They spent 17 hours in total operating on Anthony Lelliott's hand.
Boy, isn't that something.
In an effort to salvage what they could. A consultant plastic surgeon, Roger Adlard, was on call when this 46-year-old showed up at the hospital's trauma care center.
Oh, boy.
The extent, he said, it was worse than he had imagined.
Oh, boy.
He says when we took him into the
OR. You're
a
plastic surgeon and it's worse than you imagined.
Yeah, imagine that.
Oh, boy.
The carpenter says he remembers very little of the accident. That saw his hand mangled in a chop saw while he was working on some floorboards back on May 30th. He says, I threw myself off the saw. I don't know that it was my brain playing tricks on me, but it was like an out-of-body experience. I could see myself and see what I'd done. There was blood spurting out everywhere.
Sure.
But yeah, they were able to save everything because they sewed everything onto his groin, and then his groin was able to keep the blood flowing.
Yeah.
They worked through the night to save the hand. They fixed his broken bones. They harvested nerve and veins from his foot and from his forearm.
That is something else. That can't be cheap.
Yeah. I imagine it's not, but you know. He's got a hand. The carpenter says he's grateful he still has a hand. Quote, words can't describe it because I was expecting to wake up without a hand. I'm just trying to get it to work now. It's unbelievable, really. So I'm grateful, he says.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein, or how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, ice, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. If you'd like to reach out to the podcast anytime, please do so using the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Coming up on Saturday, October 12th, it's Oscars Pub's Beer Fest, including a team beer pong tournament, Van's Pizza's bread nugget eating contest, and there's live music from Milwaukee's Pat McCurdy. Now, tickets are going to be available very, very soon by going to Oscars Pub's Facebook page. As of September 1st, you can go there. There's going to be a link, and you can get your tickets for just $5. Otherwise, they're going to be $10 the day of. It's free during the day, but once the concert starts, that's when you're going to need a ticket at Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive, next to the TBK Sports Complex. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. And James also has a location at 4641st Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And when you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Before we get into number three, we have somebody chiming in on your dilemma with the parking ticket. Uh-huh.
I've also thought of one other thing of doing.
Yeah.
And that would be paying it myself and her not ever knowing about it.
Well, that's what the listener suggests. Darren could be a gentleman and pay it for her.
Yeah.
Listen, being a gentleman is opening a door for a lady.
I considered that. Being a $65 is $65.
Listen, I just paid one of these things. You don't have to tell me. Being a gentleman is saying, nice evening, ma'am, and let me pull out your chair for you. Mm-hmm. Let me open a car door for you.
I've considered that. I don't know that I'm going down that road. Not at that speed.
Well, yeah, you don't know that it's 65. It could be 95.
Oh.
It could be 110. Are you going to open it and find out?
No, I'm not going to open it.
You get in trouble for opening a letter that wasn't meant for you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think they could throw you in jail for that sort of thing.
Yeah, federal offense.
Is there such a thing anymore?
Well, for regular people, yes.
Number three.
This is exciting news. Alex Trebek is back at work today.
Uh-huh.
Jeopardy host saying he's finished his chemo treatments for pancreatic cancer, and he's back at work for Jeopardy's 36th season. A video that he just released to fans of the show, he says, it's another day at the office.
He's not going to retire.
And an exciting day. So many great things have been happening. I've gone through a lot of chemotherapy. Thankfully, that is now over. I'm on the mend, and that's all I can hope for now. New episodes of Jeopardy are, it's always the Monday after the Labor Day
so
holiday.
So he's not retiring.
No.
He's not going to just go ahead and enjoy himself doing something else. This is something he loves. He would do it for free. False.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I heard. That's his choice to make, but this will be his 35th season hosting the show. And yeah, I mean, if I got a diagnosis, stage 4 pancreatic cancer, I'm done doing work stuff. I'm
going to
do living life stuff until I'm not doing that anymore.
The biggest load of BS ever.
Yeah.
You heard that Andrew Luck is retired.
Yes.
Okay. 29 years old. He's had several injuries. He doesn't want to go through. He just can't do it anymore.
I get it.
So do I.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But this person who was talking about Andrew Luck, saying, I know Andrew Luck,
uh-huh.
And it was never about the money. Andrew Luck would have played for free.
No, false.
Yeah, it's false because he's not playing, and he's going to keep $24.5 million that's not necessarily he even earned.
Yes, yes.
So not only will I not play for free.
Yes, I will.
I will not play, yeah. And I want $24.5 million.
Yes. No, absolutely.
How does someone not call somebody out after they say something like that?
It's a dumb thing to say.
It's a stupid thing to say, but it's even...
Four.
But once somebody says it, you don't bring that up? Well, then why? If he would play... I would play for free, but not playing is going to cost you.
Andrew Luck was a multimillionaire before he was ever drafted into the NFL.
Well, he comes from a very wealthy family.
Right. So, and yet he still, even though he was pretty wealthy, still kept wanting contracts that would make sure that he was the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah. But he would play for free.
But see, if if we're going to play out this ridiculous world where he'd play for free, he would, if he had played for the league minimum so they had more money to get better players so he could win championships, and then that would be something else. Can
they
you imagine?
Could have maybe even spent more money on offensive linemen.
He's the best quarterback in the league, and he makes the least amount of money because that's the way he wants it. If that was the story, that's a different story. I think that's a, by the way, I think that'd be an exceptionally stupid thing to do.
Well, the players' union wouldn't allow you to do that.
You don't think so?
No. The players' union don't want players taking pay cuts. No. You go get as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Your girlfriend Eva Longoria is back in the news.
See.
She's got a new project.
Did she get divorced recently? Or was it married? Probably married.
She was married to
repeatedly.
Tony Parker, right?
I think she was married before that, even, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's probably a little nightmare.
You think so?
Well, they mostly are.
You think Eva Longoria might be a lot to deal with? She seems nice.
Who?
Eva Longoria Parker? You're telling me that she might be... let's see. She was married to Tyler Christopher before she got married to Tony Parker.
Yeah,
Who's Tyler Christopher?
Not William Christopher.
No, she wasn't married to Father Mulcahy. Tyler Christopher... I guess he was on Days of Our Lives, Kid Out of Joliet.
Our relationship was something of a mishmash.
Tyler Christopher was her first husband, and then that ended in 2004. Then she was married to Tony Parker, and now she is married to Jose Antonio Bastón.
Speaking of retirements, I saw where there was another congressman. I guess this one's from Wisconsin, who's not going to be... looking to keep that job anymore.
Right. He's got a health issues with a baby that's on the way.
His 10th baby.
Yeah.
The guy's like 40 years old. He's got 9 kids.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, and
take that into consideration, yeah. People.
And the baby is going to have a pre-existing condition, which is something he says screw people with pre-existing conditions too,
uh-huh,
right?
So, right.
Yeah. You can't make it up. I disagree with your 10th baby angle, but...
10 babies?
That does seem like a lot of babies.
It's too many babies. You got a screw loose if you got 10 babies.
Eva Longoria has one baby. She's got one baby. And now she's in the news. She's going to be directing a movie. The movie will be about Richard Montanez. Richard Montanez. This is going to be a
Willie
bio.
Montanez?
Richard Montanez. Richard Montanez. Am I saying that right?
I don't know.
Okay, so Richard Montanez. She'll be directing a biopic about Richard Montanez.
What did he do?
He's the guy who invented Flaming Hot Cheetos. Montanez was a janitor.
So they're not knocking down the door for her in projects these days, huh?
Montanez was a janitor at Frito-Lay when he got the idea for the Flamin' Hot flavor.
And they listened
to him. He was the son of Mexican immigrants, and the new Cheetos flavor was inspired by the flavors of his heritage. So now she'll be telling the story of this janitor who came up with Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You ever had Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Sure I have.
Would I like them?
They might. They're probably too hot for you.
A little too.
Yeah, a little too flaming for
too
you.
Too en fuego for me.
Yes.
Are they like Chrisley Knows Best flaming or like?
No more spicy.
Spicy hot.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, today on the top five things. Boy, this show went fast today. Number five.
We had a lot of conundrums.
Yeah, I think we've solved none of them. But that's okay.
I'm going to stick with my gut. On this one.
Well, what if the response we get on the text line is overwhelmingly the other way? Then I guess we get to say we told you so.
Well, let's face it, folks. Mm-hmm. Let's not be naive here. It's probably going to blow up in my face. Whatever decision I make is probably going to be the wrong one.
I'm just looking at the flow chart in my head, and they all end badly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think there's any outcome that...
No, that the flow chart all ends up bad.
Can we talk about what you're drinking here in the studio?
See, I don't even know what I'm doing.
So he's got this...
This is another bastardization of something.
He brought something over...
Mr. Flav, enjoy it.
Okay, so it looks like it's flavored water. It's a can but it's a see-through can.
It's a plastic bottle.
It's a plastic bottle with a... So is the top plastic, too?
No, it's got a can top.
So it's got... Listen to this. It's got aluminum can top.
And then plastic bottle.
But then plastic
like
bottle
plastic
is where the
water
can
bottle.
Is. It's like a beer can and a water bottle had a baby. I think that's interesting. That would be so interesting for some beers...
Aerated water, they say.
But the problem is, you couldn't put a lot of beers in that because they'd get light struck and they would get skunky real fast. But I've never seen anything
like
that.
It'd probably be fine for me.
Well, yeah, you don't really. By the way, that blueberry beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you take a couple of them with you. I think it's pretty good, but do you like really sweet beers?
No.
I don't think I'll give you any of them then because it's too sweet.
Maybe you should cook with it.
Yeah, no. Jenny's idea was to make beer cocktails out of it, like mix it up with some other.
Yes, that's probably a good idea when you have having people over. Anything going on?
Not that I'm aware of.
No,
just
wondering.
Always could. Finally, number five. This woman wants a divorce because she says her husband's love was too much for her to bear. This is at the Sharia court. Over at the United Arab Emirates. She wants a divorce because this husband,
so
she
says...
So
it's not a lack of attention. It's too much attention.
The woman said in court, he never yelled at me or turned me down. He would cook for me, clean the house for me, loved me passionately. But I'm choked by his extreme love and affection, she says. Despite the man's gestures of love, the woman claimed his kindness had made her life a living hell.
Well, there's always that chance, isn't there?
This led her to long for, she said, just one day of dispute, which she thinks is impossible because he's too forgiving and too romantic.
So
one day where we fight and won't do it for
me. It just can't happen.
No. She says to the court, I need a real discussion, even an argument, not this hassle-free life of obedience. Meanwhile, the man told the court he believed he'd done nothing wrong.
Well, that's what you say.
He says he only wants to be...
We've already proven that point.
He only wants to be a perfect and kind husband.
That's what she said, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're proving the case.
He has a fractured leg. Injured the leg when he was exercising after his wife complained that he was putting on a couple pounds. He's like, okay, honey, I'll work out right now and lose weight real fast. Worked out so fast, he fractured his leg. He says it's not fair to judge a marriage
from the
first
year. Maybe he's not allowed
to
have milk.
The husband is urging the court, please withdraw this divorce case. The judge said, you guys fix this.
And this
on
is
your
taking
own.
Place where?
United Arab Emirates. Yeah. She's being choked by his love. Her words, Darren. Her words. That's going to do it for this installment. We've got another here. It says, I agree. Darren should pay for that ticket for her. Be a knight in shining armor for the day instead of a jackass in aluminum foil. I like that. Well, they're letting you have
it. Well, I'll kick it around.
All right.
But it's a less likely scenario, but it's not impossible.
Thoughts and prayers for America's Wang.
Florida.
If you'd like to reach out to the podcast, use the Oscars Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles and Wells, $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday from 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive. Next to the TBK Sports Complex, the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. If you are interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private event, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I will say this, texters. If it was me, the advice that you're giving is the advice I would give somebody else.
Okay. So what does that tell you then?
Tells me frugal.
Yeah.
But it's the if somebody else was spending their money, I would give them the exact advice that you guys are giving me.
Yeah. I don't think in my house there was ever a suggestion that my wife was going to pay my ticket. So
but you found it in the mail.
Yeah, and it's,
or did she bring in the mail and then you saw it then?
Or
did you actually pull it out of
I usually get the mail, but I just thought I didn't even think that it was a ticket. It just said City of Davenport. It didn't occur to me that it was a ticket.
Now
she opened it up.
Am
and
I
said,
allowed to even put that back in the mailbox, or am I tampering with the mail at that point?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you there.
I mean, the last thing I want to do is you know, commit a federal crime.
The whole thing's a scam, but I'm telling you, when I went and looked at the video, I'm driving the exact same speed as everybody
else. Well, they
else
just chose. They could have chose somebody else. Right. They chose you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you were, were you in the farthest right-hand lane?
No.
No, you weren't.
No.
You were in the middle lane?
Yeah.
And they, huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they, well, it's quite possible they nailed other people in the same photo. Maybe everybody got nailed.
The camera just gets everybody?
Yeah, gets everybody.
Ridiculous. That's going to do it for this show. We'll be back next week after
yes.
after Labor Day, right?
If yeah. you choose.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing Labor Day. Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Bye, have a great time.